Now, the death toll from Sunday's bombing in the Afghan capital, Kabul, has risen to 57. Explosion, which has been claimed by the Daesh terrorist group, ripped through a voter registration center. Around 50 have also been wounded in the terrorist attack, with some in critical condition. Voter registration centers have been set up across Afghanistan in preparation for long-delayed parliamentary elections due to be held this October. The bombing is the fourth attack against the election process in less than a week. And earlier, former CIA officer Jack Rice joined Press TV with his solutions to help restore stability back to Afghanistan.
I think one of the biggest issues is there needs to be an understanding of, now, dare I say it this way, the rule of law, the understanding of what that means, where everybody in the country can buy in. The problem that you have is you have instability across tribal regions that still hasn't been addressed. I think what you also need to do is you need to bring in the neighboring countries, including the Iranians, including the Pakistanis, because they play a major role. Some of its funding, some of its expertise, some of its capability. And the Iranians have worked very closely with the western parts of the country because they have so many neighboring interests. Because of that, you can find things to do that haven't been done. And the United States is trying to stop some of that for various political reasons, and that has to be looked at as well.